kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong taon, nakakaranas ang Australia ng mas maagang pagsisimula ng flu season dahil sa mabilis na kumalat na variant na kilala bilang Subclade K o Super K. Noong nakaraang taon, lumampas sa 500,000 ang kaso ng trangkaso sa bansa at sa ngayon ay mahigit 24,000 kaso na ang naitala kahit hindi pa umaabot sa peak ang flu season. Ayon kay Professor Paul Griffin, Director of Infectious Diseases sa Mater Hospital sa Brisbane, mahalagang magpabakuna ang lahat. Dagdag pa niya, ang bakuna laban sa trangkaso ngayong taon ay may proteksyon laban sa Super K variant.
We know one of the problems with Subclade K or Super K was that it changed enough so that our vaccine perhaps didn't give ideal coverage last year. And as we do every year, we've updated that vaccine. We've included different types of flu that should give us the best protection to what we're expecting to see. So perhaps this year is more important than ever to get your flu vaccine because it has been updated accordingly.
Ayon kay Professor Robert Boy, isang infectious diseases pediatrician mula sa University of Sydney, isa raw seryosong banta sa kalusugan ng publiko ang Super K na uri ng trangkaso dahil napakadali nitong kumalat. Sa panayam niya sa Channel 9, ipinaliwanag niya na mabilis makahawa ang variant na ito, kaya mas nagiging delikado lalo na sa mga komunidad kung saan mababa ang bilang ng nagpapabakuna.
The influenza K subclade is multiply genetically altered so that it spreads much more easily. It isn't more severe, but because you get so many more cases, you see more severe cases simply because of numbers.
Noong nakaraang taon, umabot sa higit 1,700 katao ang namatay sa Australia dahil sa flu o trangkaso, ang pinakamalalang flu season na naitala sa kasaysayan. Ayon kay Professor Paul Griffin, mas mataas ang bilang ng mga kaso kaysa inaasahan dahil bumaba ang vaccination rates mula nang magsimula ang COVID-19 pandemic.
It certainly is a significant part of what we've seen in recent times. I mean, last year's flu season was record-breaking, over 500,000 cases, over 1,700 deaths. So they're very concerning figures. And part of that will be the emergence of Subclade K or Super K, but also a big part of that will be under vaccination. And while we can't control the flu itself, what we can control is the magnitude of disease we see as a result by increasing vaccination, as well as by trying to reduce transmission. People who are unwell should stay home, for example. And those who are vulnerable or really ill should also get tested and get antivirals. And if we get that right, no matter what the season brings, we'll see a less severe impact from it.
Noong nakaraang taon, 60.5% lamang ng mga edad 65 pataas ang nabakunahan, habang 32.3% naman ng mga nasa edad 50 hanggang 65 ang nakatanggap ng bakuna. Ayon kay Dr. Jules Baylis, Medical Director ng vaccine maker na CSL Seqirus, ang mga edad 50 pataas ang itinuturing na pinaka-vulnerable o mas nanganganib sa matinding epekto ng trangkaso.
They are at greater risk of disease and they're also at risk of not responding as well to vaccination.
Sabi naman ni Professor Paul Griffin, isa rin sa mga dahilan ng mababang bilang ng nababakunahan ay ang pagkalat ng maling impormasyon at disinformation tungkol sa mga bakuna.
I think what we're seeing now is it's not just access and logistics, it's probably more people's beliefs that are really driving that vaccination rate to be well below where it should be. But the main advice I would give people is that we want people to ask questions, we want people to be informed, but make sure you get your information from good sources. We see a lot of people turn to AI or social media where the information you're receiving isn't necessarily reputable. Our GPs and pharmacists do a great job of giving people advice that's customized for them and will usually, of course, recommend vaccination because it's the right thing to do. So make sure you get your information from good sources.
Available na ngayon ang mga bakuna laban sa trangkaso at ang buwan ng Abril at Mayo ang itinuturing na pinakamainam na panahon para magpabakuna bago tumindi ang flu season. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.